This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black. For this moment to arise, you are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
Good morning, Wairarapa.
Wairarapa.
You're on the What's Up Wairarapa show with Wayne and Camille. Camille and Wayne.
Good morning, everybody.
92.7 Arrow FM, your community access radio station. Woo! And you're brought to us by Trust House.
Yes.
Thanks, Trust House. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Very generous of you.
And that last track was Blackbird by the Beatles. Okay. And I chose that for our station manager, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
I know, he'd just love that. He's not actually with us today. I think he's overseas with his family, which is quite nice, but maybe he can listen to this later on, eh, Camille?
Oh, he will definitely listen to this later on to make sure we're not misbehaving.
And we did check our songs this week, so we don't have any F-bombs in the songs. Not like
we
last.
We didn't have any.
We didn't have any.
What are you on about, Wayne?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, so what you been up to, Camille?
Oh, look, I went out to Riversdale yesterday.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Absolutely beautiful. Very, yes. Very windy. But how developed is that area becoming?
Oh, well, all those beachfront properties, mate. Oh, and the prices
cool.
go up. And yeah. People want to live beside the beach, but yes. I don't know about insurance these days, especially with, you know, global
tidal waves,
climate change,
tsunamis is the same as a tidal wave,
yes, yep. It is, yes, normally caused by either volcanic eruption or underwater earthquakes.
Yes, fault line.
Yeah, fault line, just like what's going through the Wairarapa, eh?
Yes, no. What? Hey, actually, just really quickly, my friend Joe Patongaroa, who I'd love to have on the show one day, he actually went on a special tramping walk with members of the tramping club along the fault line.
Oh, really?
Checking out that whole area, I'm guessing Featherston Way.
Okay, then.
I'm guessing.
That sounds pretty good.
That does sound like a really cool event that could happen in Masterton, and does.
Yes, yes.
We'll get the ins on that at some point.
Tramping's all good, getting out there in the open air.
All right.
Exercising.
I was thinking of a different tramping. Yes, out of the open air. It's all good. Hey, what about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I tell you, I haven't really been up to that much, actually.
I was just
reading in the paper here, because I bought the paper in today,
wow.
Because it's just got so much good stuff in it.
Yes.
And there was an advertisement for this crowd called Bentley's Bargains.
Yes. You told me.
It's right down the end of Bentley Street, 140 Bentley Street it is, actually. Right, and I didn't really know it was there, but my house is 100 years old and, you know, there's bits and pieces need replacing. Mm. And I thought, well, these guys look like they're, you know, dealing with old demo stuff and like a home renovator's centre.
Yeah.
So I went down.
Did you?
And boy, oh boy, it was like better than going to the museum.
I love that.
They had a foosball game.
Did they?
There's a house sitting on the back of a truck for $10,000.
$10,000, Scott Perry.
You can buy it. Of course, that's not including all the transportation costs, and you've got to have a place to put a
Scott's
house, don't you?
Scott's got it sorted.
But I'll just give you a little readout on the ad that really got me. Where Bentley Street comes to a dead end, you enter an unexpected treasure trove called Bentley's Bargains.
Wicked.
It's full of recycled and new items for your home renovations or your next project. Bentley Bargains should be your first stop for just about anything, whether you're looking for a statement piece or replacing a window they've got. I tell you, they had a whole pallet.
That sounds really cool.
A whole pallet of crowbars.
Of crowbars?
Like crowbars, like... Honestly, there must have been 100 crowbars there.
Really cool for pulling things apart.
Really good for ripping out bathroom walls.
Yes.
And it says here, where else can you find an antique bottle, some electric cabling, roofing, iron, bricks? There's a digger for sale.
A digger?
At the same place. You can even recycle your polystyrene there, which I think is a fantastic idea.
Hey, do you know what? That's a brilliant idea.
You're not supposed to dump polystyrene.
No, I know.
They don't like accepting it at the dump. If you tell them that you've got polystyrene and they won't let you dump it. But if you put it in a Masterton District Council rubbish bag.
All good.
They can't see it. You're fine. Stop. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's cheating.
Why, naughty?
Yeah, so, hey, get on down to Bentley's Bargains. Oh, seriously, what a place. I couldn't believe it.
That sounds really cool.
Open at 8 o'clock till 4 o'clock, Monday to Saturday. And, you can reach them on 021-730-049. I tell you, I was there for a good 20 minutes and I probably only saw half of it.
That's really cool.
It's
and
fantastic.
Places like this are the ultimate recyclers.
Well, they are. Hey. And you can just pick up stuff, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's all very good and well to buy new things all the time, but you sometimes don't need to buy new things.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, second-hand tools, they still work as good as the day they were bought. And, boy, they've got a lot of second-hand tools down there, I tell you.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool because I just read that you can have an evening with All Black legend Samuel Whitelock. Not what I thought it was at first. You actually have to go and see him at Headley's. He doesn't come and spend the evening with you. So I was a bit disappointed with that.
Has he got a book out or something?
Yeah, he's got a book out called View from the Second Row. You can meet New Zealand's most capped All Black. Ooh. Hear how farming, family and footy made a champion and celebrate the launch of his new book, View from the Second Row. Purchase your signed copy thanks to Headley Books, who will donate a portion of sales on the night of the Golden Share, on the night to the Golden Shares. Auction to follow at the conclusion of the evening. So the tickets are $65, but if you have a group of 10, it's $600, which does sound a lot, but I'm pretty sure that works
so
out.
So was it $65 for one or $600
for 10? For 10, $600. Yep. For one, $65.
Well, that's
does
not
that
so
make
bad.
Sense? It yeah. is.
Save yourself $50 by getting 10 of you.
It includes a drink, a welcome drink, and canapes. Grab a handful with a cash bar available. Oh,
I was thinking 10 people is almost like a rugby team. You can just take down your rugby team and meet Sam.
Yeah, so that's from 5 till 7 on Friday the 8th of November at the Cotform Solway Marston, and brought to us by Headley's, and their ad was kindly sponsored by Mitre 10 Mega. Go Mitre 10!
Go Mitre 10 Mega.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's an evening for you if you want.
Yep. I'm not a big rugby fan myself, but good ups for Sam for getting out there and writing books and stuff.
$65 would be pretty cheap to ask him to come and spend the evening with me.
I think so. Yeah. And if you're a fan, boy, I mean, I'm sure he'll give you free selfies for that.
Ah, absolutely.
Yeah, hey, it's about 9 minutes past nine. It's pretty wet out there, isn't it, Camille?
It is, actually, but it's not cold, is it?
Well, it's 9 degrees and that's not exactly warm.
Oh, yeah. I'm just a little bit hot.
Well, there you go. It's going to get cold tonight, guys. When you wake up tomorrow morning, it's going to be around 1 degree. So I hope everyone's still got some firewood and that sort of stuff.
Is that frost or...?
That's pretty... Well, unless it's raining. It could be a frost unless it's windy. You only get a frost when it's below 4 degrees and still.
And still and clear. And also, just be careful if you've got your strawberry plants out there to cover them from the frost.
Oh, are they frost tender?
Well, I've noticed mine was I didn't. Well, one of them, I lost a couple of leaves. And put those bird nets out.
Oh, yes, yes, for sure. I noticed all the grapes are blossoming at the moment.
Yeah, you can actually get a decent amount of bird net for $16 from Mitre 10 too, by the way.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There's a bit of a plug for Mitre 10.
There you go, Mitre 10.
Cool, cool. Hey, we're going to go to a track. And, go on. I know. The last track was called Blackbird, and that's what our theme is today, Camille.
Oh, no way.
Our theme is birds. So there's going to be lots of songs about birds. I've got a real nice song for you.
Yes.
You're going to love this one, Camille.
It better not be it.
Do you want me to put it on last?
No,
let's just get rid of it, eh? This is by a crowd called the Trash Men. And the song's been made so famous by Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Yes.
And it is Surfing Bird.
Go.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. Bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird.
That song's terrible.
Did that hurt your ears, Camille?
Yeah, I'm going to get
it. Do you feel irritated now?
I just want to kill a bird.
No.
I'll go to KFC after
this. Yeah, go to KFC. Eat a bird. Quite tasty. We had chicken last night, actually.
Oh,
chicken,
nice.
Chicken stir fry.
Oh, we had venison sausages with greens.
With the venison sausages.
You were listening to Wayne and Camille on their show. Good morning. No, it's not. What's up, Wadadapa? On 92.7 RFM, brought to you by
Trust House Wire Rapper, 92.7, your community access radio station, Arrow FM.
Yeah.
And we're flying a little bit solo. There's no station manager here today.
No, we could do anything we want.
I was thinking that, but, you know, I'm sure Mr. Wilson will be listening later on.
Yeah, no.
Hey, guess what it is in Carterton? I'll tell you what it is, man. Saturday the 5th of October to the 11th of October. It is Carterton's Space Week.
Space Week.
So I'm a big space fan myself.
Week.
Okay, World Space Week is celebrated around the world on October the 4th to October the 10th.
Wow.
These dates commemorate two significant milestones in space exploration. The launch of Sputnik 1, which was a Russian satellite, on October the 4th, 1957, and the signing of the Outer Space Treaty on October the 10th, 1967. I don't really know what that
Space
Treaty is. Maybe it's
Did we miss us the space war?
I don't know. I don't know. Trump's got a space force out there. Or, didn't they start Space Force over in the States?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That's
shocking.
Like an alternate universe now.
Well, what, America?
Yeah.
Yes, it's fantastic, isn't it? Just great.
Just great.
So, hey, there's on Saturday, October the 5th, this is at the Courthouse in Holloway Street in Carterton. There's an astrophotography exhibition.
No.
Now, that would be really good. Join us Saturday, the 5th of October, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Carterton's Courthouse for a free in-depth look at astrophotography.
Yeah.
It's an exhibition. It's a free event. Our exhibition features stargazing, telescopes, cameras, lenses, and photographs with explanations from the Star Safari and the Phoenix Astronomical Society. So I actually had friends that were in the Phoenix Astronomical Society, and that's a bunch of stargazers based in Wellington, actually.
Oh, that's really cool.
Big observatory in Wellington. And, you know, we have beautiful skies here in the Wairarapa.
We've got big skies.
Great big skies. So
yeah.
You see the UFOs up there?
Yes.
You have?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, cool. You haven't been abducted? No?
Not as far as you know.
Yeah. Hey, look, on the 5th of October, there's another astrophotography thing at the courthouse again.
Wow.
And they've got guest speakers, so get down there. Tickets are $10. Starts at 2 o'clock, finishes at 5 o'clock. The guy is Mark G, and he's going to be talking about astrophotography and how you can do it. And there's some really nice pictures here of Saturn and that sort of stuff. I've actually got quite a large telescope in my garage. And when you do look up at the sky with the telescope, it's really quite phenomenal. The stars are just endless. It's like sand on the beach up there.
Can you see lots of planets?
I've seen the moons around Jupiter with my telescope. I've seen Saturn. I've seen all sorts of stuff.
Have you seen Uranus?
No, that's pretty distant.
I wonder if we got lots of photos
maybe,
of that.
Maybe with a minute. Always back to this.
But how exciting is that we're having this in our region? And it's the school holidays, eh?
It is the school holidays.
When do they start?
Well, today, actually.
No
today's
way.
The last day of school. That's for a couple of weeks. Mm. So, you know, get your kids out. Because look, on Sunday, the 6th of October, there's a space-themed family quiz.
Is there?
Yeah, hosted by Elmo's Books and Cafe. Engage in our space-themed family quiz while enjoying some top nosh at one of Carterton's favourite eateries.
Space cakes.
Doors open at 12:30 Sunday the 6th of October with the first question at 1 p.m. and a 3 o'clock planned finish.
Oh, that's cool.
There's going to be lunch specials, raffle tickets, prizes, and it's all supporting the Carterton Kindergarten, which is nice too.
Hey, that's really cool.
Yeah. So Elmo's Books, go down there. They've got great coffee. They've got country cooking. They've got books.
Yeah.
They're at 42 High Street in Carterton.
And it's a really cool little cafe.
It is. And I love quizzes.
Yeah.
And I love space.
Oh, you do,
I could probably go and do that.
Do you reckon you can, like, get the kids and that into that?
Well, I did try to get my son into space stuff when he's not interested in that. You can't really. You can sort of lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
No.
But on Monday the 7th, there's the Mars Blueberry Planetarium at the Rangitahi Hub at Carterton Event Centre. Go to the Carterton Event Centre.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Your cosmic adventure awaits as you step into the affectionately known one-of-a-kind Mars Blueberry Portable Planetarium.
That just sounds interesting.
It does. Comfortably hosting 25 cosmic explorers at a time, embark on an unforgettable 30-minute voyage through the universe. I know. That sounds
actually
pretty good. Pretty good.
It does sound really good.
And that's a real reasonable price of tickets of $5 per person.
Shivers, that's really good.
Yeah.
Because $5 is like the new dollar, isn't it? You know,
much.
When a kid doesn't really ask for a dollar anymore, because what are they going to get for a dollar?
Not much.
Did you know I actually went to a dairy recently and I said, can I get anything for a dollar? There was nothing.
Well,
because I needed change.
When we were kids, we used to have $10 worth of mixed lollies and you get a whole bag full.
Fucking
hoots. I know. 10 cents was a lot of money back
then. Yeah, because 1 cent you could get like 10 lollies.
Well, I think,
remember
that. Well, you could.
Yeah.
Back in the day, eh?
Yeah.
That's inflation for you.
Inflation.
We're showing our age, though, aren't we, really?
No.
I mean, we're talking 40-odd years ago now.
Yeah, 50-odd. You know?
A lot of the people listening to this won't even be 40.
No. And people don't actually even get to choose their mixtures anymore.
No.
There's a lot of places that don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
Go and have an apple anyway. Lollies,
yeah,
are bad. Lollies are bad for your teeth.
Yeah, have a toffee apple.
Have a toffee apple.
Especially with Halloween coming up. Hey, so is that, the space program coming up.
The space program,
but
yeah,
I just really want to quickly touch on the fact that there's free community immunisation drop-in clinics.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so the Marston Intermediate School Dental Clinic on Thursday. That was yesterday. We may have missed that. But we have fortnightly Tuesday clinics, actually the winter wellness drop-in clinics, which is cool. We're getting to the end of that. Mm. But these run through Fire Order. So there we go. Look, there's clinics. And these are easy to find out from Fire Order as well.
My boy Quade just got his injection 2 days ago.
Oh.
I think it was a triple sort of an immunisation. Through the school, obviously.
Yeah.
And pretty good, really, I suppose. For whooping cough and that sort of stuff. I think the last vaccination I got was for TB.
Oh yeah, me too.
Tuberculosis.
I
don't really.
And I had a tetanus or something. Oh, really? On the trains. Oh, you don't want to get a cut on when you work on a train.
Nah, filthy things.
Filthy.
People's dirty hands everywhere.
Oh my goodness! I will put the commuters off at some
but
point.
But you do
like
miss
this.
The trains, don't you, Camille?
I miss them immensely.
Yeah, I know.
I really, really do.
Yeah, back when we had real jobs.
Back when we had real jobs.
I know. Remember those days?
Remember those making up for shifts?
And the post-traumatic stress disorder we suffer from today.
God.
Hey, it's 9:21 on Friday morning.
Is it?
It is Friday morning, yes, on the WhatsApp wire.
Where did that time go?
Well, a whole week's been gone since we were last here, Camille.
Oh, true.
I know, 7 days.
Yes,
getting ready for the weekend. What are you going to do this weekend?
Actually helping one of my second ever guest on my show, Udom Flore, him and his wife are packed and leaving for Napier on Saturday, so we're going to help them pack their truck.
Oh, that sounds really nice. What a good thing to do.
Yeah, make sure they get out of the region safe.
It's pretty hard. It's pretty hard moving, eh?
Yes, you know, and Scott's a professional removal guy, and he did it for years and years.
Oh,
and he basically is a human Tetris machine.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He just can look at things and know where things
fit. He just goes like this.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah,
and it all fits in. He's amazing. So shifting is real good with him.
I knew a guy I went to school with, and he designed a computer program on the most efficient way to pack containers of all things.
No way.
And he was only about 18 when he did this. And a computer program. We're talking like back in the 80s here.
Yeah,
A computer program to most efficiently pack containers. And he made a lot of money out of it.
Well,
he started selling it to shipping companies and that sort of stuff.
Oh, I'm learning that you can't just willy nilly pack a truck any way you want and think that everything's going to stay where it is.
Oh no, it's a little bit like your fridge, Camille. You know, you've got to have the stuff that you use.
Which I cleaned this week.
Did you really?
Yeah. I love cleaning my fridge.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm a weirdo like that.
My fridge is always pretty clean. It's leftovers for me.
Yeah.
And I just hate wasting food, so it's probably why I'm, you know, the
Who
size I am
knows?
Now. I know.
He's huge, everybody. I can hardly fit in the studio. Hey, everyone, guess what? No one's going to answer me. 19th of October, I've got my ticket. Have you got yours? It's a fundraiser event for Featherston Community Centre and Featherston Youth Sport. Lady Featherston's Lemon Ball. Dress formal or fancy, black, white and yellow. On the 19th of October from 7 to 11 at the Anzac Hall. Continuous supper. Cash bar. Oh, you can get cash. Live band. Silent auction. I know what a cash bar is, everybody. Tickets from Event Finder. Full details on Lady Featherston's Lemon Ball Facebook page.
And you've already got your ticket there.
Yep, got my
good
ticket.
Good stuff. And have you got your little outfit worked out? Yes.
Yep.
And what colours is
green
it?
Green with little lemon brooches.
Oh, well, that just sounds lovely, doesn't it, Camille?
Yeah, it is.
You better take some photographs.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, there will be a few. Chuck them on the internet.
Absolutely. So that's happening.
Hey, guess what's happening in Maramura today?
Today?
Friday the 27th of September.
Is it?
Yeah, it is the 27th today.
Sheesh kebabs.
Martinborough Town Hall. It's the Martinborough Music Festival.
No way!
I kid you not. Okay, it's going on all weekend. Friday, Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 today. That's 7:30 p.m. today. Saturday from 2:30 p.m. And 7:30 p.m. And Sunday at 2:30 p.m. The music festival, the Martin Brewer Music Festival, presents a festival of chamber music made in heaven.
No way.
Four fabulous concerts over 3 days featuring some of New Zealand and Australia's finest classical musicians. We've got piano, we've got violins, we've got violas, we've got cellos. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. You got to head on down.
Man, that sounds primo. And Martin Borough is such a cool place. Hey, quick shout out. I think I just said a really bad word really loud. Hey, Nick Smith, shout out to you listening all the way from Tamaki Makaurau.
I know Nick
yeah,
Smith.
Yeah, I know
I've,
you
I've
know.
I worked with Nick Smith for quite a while.
Big shout out to you, friend.
Yeah, he taught me how to start up a printing press.
Proud as of you, my bro.
Oh, good stuff. That's good stuff. So g'day, cool. Nick. How are you, mate? I haven't seen you for ages, man.
Tune into the Nick Smith Show.
All right. Hey, you might want to do some gardening this weekend if the rain holds off.
I don't.
You don't?
No. Well, anyway, look, keep talking.
You can go down to the garden barn and join Brett and Paulina to learn all about growing using autopot and garland systems.
Wow.
Hydroponic and propagation talks.
Okay.
That's at 179 High Street in Masterton, and that would be tomorrow at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Oh yeah.
And there's also a little garden barn is hosting some school holiday fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Let's see who can create the coolest vegetable animal. Bring your crazy cool vegetable animal into the garden barn on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 9th of October, and the prize winner will be contacted on Friday.
I love that.
I know, and so there'll be a prize.
Well, talking about prize winners being contacted, absolutely worst segue ever. It's Mental Health Awareness Week, and this finishes on Sunday, and there is a lot going on in the community to support mental health awareness, and there are lots of different lines and phone numbers that you can call and check out if you need help or someone to talk to. And we all know about Lifeline and Youthline and Need to Talk and Suicide Crisis Helpline and What's Up. These are all online. They are all there. So More FM has been doing a thing all week to support mental health awareness by getting people to post pics about what they do for self-care or a business they support. And I've been posting all week, just saying, More FM, Brent Gear, come on my show.
It's going to be great. I'm going to listen when it happens. So
it will be good.
It'll be fantastic.
So just Mental Health Awareness Week. Look, there's so many things out there, and let's just be supportive of people.
I wonder if Brent's allowed to be on other radio stations.
I don't know.
That might be a contractual thing, you know.
Oh, it could be.
You never know.
That just makes the challenge even better.
Oh, look, just putting thoughts into your mind.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, it's 9:27.
Yeah.
You're with 92.7 Arrow FM, the What's Up Wire Rapper Show with Camille and Wayne. Good to have you here again, Camille.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're going to make this a regular thing, eh?
Oh, maybe.
I know. It was just a hard winter with the health.
Everyone. We've just been tag teaming it here. Who's going to be here? And we help each other. And it's really good when we come together here at the same time. It's primo.
It's just so primo. Hey, we're going to cut to another bird track.
Yes, please.
Okay. It's by Steve Miller Band. You're going to love this, Steve Miller. Everyone knows it. It's a famous song. A lot of these bird songs are very, very famous.
Yeah.
You know, they've all been a bit overdone, really, but let's hear Steve Miller.
Play it.
He's going to fly like an eagle.
I see.
Yeah.
Time keeps on
Steve Miller, Fly Like an Eagle. That was
so
pretty
good
track.
Real cruisy, eh?
Real cruisy. Kind of an old song these days.
Yeah.
Most of the songs we're choosing today are quite old, actually.
Yes.
Quite old. No thrash metal either.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit disappointing. I'm going to have to fix that.
Yes.
Maybe a bit of black metal next week for our other fans.
Yes. Trust House, thanks for sponsoring us.
9:32 it is. Friday, what's up, Wairarapa?
Yeah.
92.7 Area FM, your community access radio station.
Yeah.
Guess what's on at the Carterton Events Centre?
So much.
Seven Deadly Stunts.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, on Friday the 4th of October from 8 p.m, what drives someone to walk on broken glass, swallow fire or juggle a chainsaw?
Oh.
Step right up as the real-life married couple, David Latterman and Lizzie Tolomache.
Not a real-life married couple.
Oh, yes. Some people still get married.
Oh.
I'm married.
I know.
They celebrate seven of the most fascinating feats in carny history. That's the carnival history.
Carny, yeah.
Yeah, the carnies, eh?
We love that.
Along with the stories of how and why they exist.
Yes.
Exciting, terrifying and genuinely funny, Lizzie and David put their bodies on the line in a nail-biting experience featuring escapology, chainsaw juggling, walking on broken glass and other vintage circus celebrations.
Awesome.
That's Friday the 4th of October, so get down there to the Carterton Events Centre. Now, I don't know if you know, but did you ever hear of a guy called Jim Rose, and he used to have the Jim Rose Circus Sideshow.
No.
And that's pretty much the same thing. I went and saw that up in Auckland at one of the, I think it was St. James Theatre. Jim Rose is quite famous.
Wow.
Yeah, check out Jim Rose on the internet, guys. You'll be very surprised.
Yeah.
What else is happening at the Carterton Events Centre? There is the Messy Magic Adventure.
Oh.
Messy Magic Adventure. That's Friday the 4th at 1 p.m. and Saturday the 5th of October at 11 p.m.
Oh.
And it's got two people called Spray and Wipe.
Is that?
Spray and Wipe have been hired for their most exciting job ever, cleaning a magician's house. But when they accidentally let the magic out of its box, everything is turned topsy-turvy. Now the audience must help Spray and Wipe get the magic back into the box before the magician comes home, as her house gets messier and messier and messier. And there's waterproof cover provided for the front row, so obviously it's one of those interactive sort of things. Kind of reminds me of Fantasia. You know, when Mickey Mouse, the magician's his apprentice, and he decided he was going to do a magic spell over the broom, so he didn't have to clean up. And then the broom started multiplying, and the house
crazy.
Got flooded, and everything was just mad.
I
tell you,
I don't remember that at all. But
don't
yeah,
you remember?
No.
Oh, Fantasia's a fantastic movie. You should really look into that. One other thing down at the Carterton Event Centre, and this is something that you will have to book in, and even it might even be sold out already. There's the Bee Gees cover band, okay? Bee Gees Night Fever, and that's not next Sunday, it's a couple of weeks away actually. Sunday the 13th of October at 7 p.m, returning to New Zealand by popular demand, Night Fever is set to take over when this superb musical tribute comes to town.
Oh.
Expect all the disco dance floor fillers, smooth 70s ballads and 60s pop standards, you know, like Stayin' Alive and Jive Talkin' and You Should Be Dancin' and How Deep Is Your Love.
You Should Be Dancin'.
John Travolta, I can see John Travolta in his white suit. Could be a thing. You could always just go down there dressed up as John Travolta.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a fantastic thing.
It does sound cool.
I do like the Bee Gees. I think there's only one of them alive now.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
they're Stayin' Alive.
Stayin' Alive.
Hey, from Tokyo's University of Agriculture, the male voice, Chore Farmer Choir, with musical director Horusho Masumoto and pianist Masako Yuyama. Wow! On Friday the 4th of October, so that's next week, the concert starts at 6:30 a.m. Wow. 6:30 p.m. at Anzac Hall in Featherston. Tickets are $30, unwage $25, children under 12 free. Tickets from Event Finder. There will be limited door sales. So this is this choir that is touring, and they've got songs from Japan and Germany and other places in the world. How cool is that? I actually remember quite a few years ago, my dad gave me a ticket to go and see a Japanese youth choir. Oh. And it was amazing because they had visuals from the wars and stuff like that behind it. It was unreal. And they were singing, like, to remember these people.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
Good stuff, like a memorial sort of a choir.
Yeah, and they were so good. So these are guys from the University of Agriculture.
Hey, I just promoted Seven Deadly Stunts, and guess what? It's been postponed.
Oh!
I know. And I just also promoted the Messy Magic Adventure, and guess what? It's been postponed.
Do you reckon something went wrong with one of their... Do you reckon one of their stunts was actually deadly?
Ooh, well, they were playing with chainsaws.
Yeah.
Hopefully no one's been hospitalised.
No.
But hey, at the Club Wire Rapper on the 4th of October, we've got Jimmy and Christine.
Yes.
Down at the Club Wire Rapper. Just go down and see these guys playing all your country and rock and roll favourites at the Watman Restaurant. That'll be open for dinner. And a snack from 5:30 p.m.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that'll be pretty good. All ages gig, mate. Free admission. Go down there and check those guys out.
Hey, I really want to do a big, huge shout out to Chris Trickett, who is the pain management guy and physio at TBI. It is his last day today, guys.
Oh.
And no, but it's cool. He's going out on his own. And he will be opening a new physio business in Carterton shortly. So look out for that. And I will definitely have him on my other show, and we'll be yakking about that.
I mean, you've got to hand it to the physiotherapists, don't you, really? I mean,
it if you can.
If you can. I know, because I've blown my rotator cuff in my left shoulder here.
No.
It's really quite painful. And it probably will be for another few months yet. But,
a little bit
of physio, and just limber yourself up, and it saves you getting those bloody operations.
Absolutely. I mean, no one wants Camille knows all about that.
Yes, no one wants their body chopped up like
no.
that, do they? Hey, there's an apple blossom picnic. Could you know?
No, but that sounds amazing.
The Molewood Orchard. The Molewood Orchard, I can tell you where it is.
Thank you.
It is in Greytown.
No way.
Come and enjoy the sweet fragrance of Greytown's Molewood Orchard in blossom. Oh, because the blossoms are on the trees. It's very spring out there at the moment, isn't it?
It's very spring, funnily enough, yeah.
My pear tree is just absolutely just bursting with flowers.
The partridges are going to love that.
I haven't seen any partridges in my backyard recently, Camille.
No, but it's not Christmas yet, so.
No, not really. No. The partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you there are partridges in New Zealand. But anyway, if you go down to Greytown's Molewood Orchard, that's on Saturday the 5th of October from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and it's part of the Festival of Fire. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Cascades of delicate white petals and relax with a picnic in the Molewood Meadows. Renowned local chef Dale Keith will be in the Meadows serving fire-grilled porchetta in a ciabatta bun with fennel slaw, apple sauce, garlic mayo and hand-cut agria fries. Now, once again, I haven't had breakfast, and boy, I feel the saliva just building up. Enjoy a cup of Mulwood Orchard's warm, spiced apple juice.
No way.
Bring your best photographic skills for our Apple Blossom Photography Competition, judged by award-winning Greyhound photographer Rebecca Kempton.
Aww.
This sounds just absolutely great.
It does sound
great.
Kawaii.
Pedestrian entry is also from the west end of Farley Avenue, and rain day on Sunday the 6th of October, if it gets wet, an entry is gold coin donation.
That's amazing.
That sounds fantastic. It I quite does. Like that. Festival of Fire. I didn't realise, but let me just read a little
yes,
bit. What's
please.
Going on here? A Festival of Fire.
A Festival of Fire sounds like a...
Fire up your taste buds, it says.
No.
And be part of the epicentre of deliciousness at the new event, Stoked.
What?
Whether you prefer your meat grilled, smoked, or low and slow, Stoked has something for every palate. Sounds fantastic.
Oh, yes, I love meat in my mouth. That's amazing.
Featured at the festival are the Black Dog Barbecue, Martin Bosley's Fish Shack, Fire
Martin
Grill
Bosley.
With Dale. Martin Bosley is a famous Wellington
he's
chef. Pretty good.
My
that
kids
sounds
know
like a pretty
kids,
good thing.
Yeah.
I like food. I like meat.
Yeah.
Meat's great.
Meat.
Got to have some meat in your
You're
life.
A meat.
Well, you know.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, you don't have to.
No.
I mean, you know, there's a big run of you know, there's a lot of vegetarians out there, and you've got to, you know, each to their own, really.
Absolutely. Hey, did you know that as age concerns wired up for aging with attitude? Expo starts on the 1st of October 2024. So I don't know how long this is running for, but there's a lot of people involved in it. And one person I spot is Esme, and she used to work on the trains with me, and she's now the manager for Age Concern. So there's going to be a lot of things happening there. So look out for that.
Because the Wairarapa does have an ageing population, doesn't it?
It does. There's
plenty of rest homes going up all
Absolutely.
Over the place.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's 9:42.
Thank you.
Before the end of our show here, I'm just going to play something for my lovely wife.
Aww.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to cut to another track here.
Yes.
And it's by Nelly Furtado, actually.
Oh, go.
And Nelly Furtado, it's called... Like a Bird. This is for you, Hayley. Hope you're having a great day.
You're beautiful, and that's for sure. Never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is true, I'm like a bird. Even after all these years, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, and though my love is great. Give you, yeah.
go.
Hey, that was for you, Hayley. That was Nelly Furtado, Like a Bird.
Yay!
That's one of our...
I love that song too, Hayley.
It's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, here we go. I'm just reading in the newspaper in the Masterton Monthly Wrap, and there's a youth hub taking shape down at the skate park.
What's that about?
Well, I think it's a youth hub. So it's probably a place where the youth can go. You know, down at the skate park, it's pretty big down there.
Yeah.
Right? Work is underway on the youth hub next to the Masterton Skate Park. The work site is to the north of the skate park and fenced off from Wednesday, August the 21st, and work is to be expected to last a couple of months, weather permitting. The work has been completed by local contractors, Rigzoki, Waterwise Festival Hire, Weisspark, and there's going to be a community barbecue, will not be accessible during the work. The project involves repurposing an existing portable building from the library site and installation of the two accessible toilets. So there's going to be toilets down there. There's going to be a youth hub down there because there's been a bit of trouble down at the skate park.
There's
been a bit of bullying, but I think that they're thinking about getting, like, not security guards, but more like a warden sort of situation down there.
They had my friend doing that, but the council, let's not go into that, but the council said they weren't going to pay him anymore or something. It's stupid. Kaitiaki, Piers, Picky Avery, doing bloody good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. We will get them in some point.
Hey, Halloween's coming.
Yes.
Yes, so that's at the end of next month.
So, what happens then?
At, like, Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's when the spiritual world is more closer to the... I thought you were going to talk about vampires and
that's
stuff.
That's so good,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Halloween is coming to Queen Elizabeth Park on the 31st of October. And the Masterton District Council is again producing its Halloween map of hauntingly decorated houses.
People love this in Masterton.
I know, they do. It's an American... kind of thing, but it kind of goes in well with the all the Christmas, all the Christmas decorations, and it's quite good. So the map enables people to register their property as a trick-or-treater friendly if you have great decorations or would like to welcome little ghosts and ghouls to your door, register to be listed on the map. So that's a good idea, isn't it?
That is so cool. I'd dress up my dogs.
And so you can register, you can dress up your dogs. What would they be dressed as?
I don't know. I just want the lollies, man.
Werewolves. Little mini werewolves.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a bit small for werewolves.
Maybe like make them walk backwards and call them a planet with Uranus.
Hey, so you can register through the link on the Masterton District Council website by 4 p.m. Wednesday the 23rd of October to put your place on the map. And look out for some scarily exciting family fun and food. There's more details to come. Keep an eye on the website.
They used to do something on the island in the lake.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they do Christmas stuff there.
Yeah, yeah.
They do Matariki.
I know.
Oh, so hopefully they might do, because last year some of the school kids did things around the park as well, and you could walk around the park and there was a haunted, they got where the cafe is now, so I doubt they'll use it again. Mm. Wairarapa College students did it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sweet Cheeks Cafe, is that what it's called down
is
there in the park?
Sweet Cheeks?
That's I'm pretty sure it's called Sweet Cheeks Cafe down there. And honestly, they've got really nice donuts down there. And they've got a good selection of pies as well.
Oh, don't tell me this.
Head on down. It used to be the old aquarium when I first came to Masterton, remember? It was the old aquarium, and then it was a I've been to a wedding there before. It's really quite nice there. It's a beautiful old building.
Jeez.
A beautiful old building. Hey, it's it's 11 minutes to 10.
Yeah,
time is just flying by.
Yep.
It's flying by. So I'm going to put
Very funny birds flying.
I'm going to put another track on. Now, would you rather hear Prince or would you rather hear Bob Marley?
You choose. I know what one you're going to choose now, too.
It's going to be Prince because I remember when this came out back in 1984 and it was a real massive hit. And I tell you, this album, the whole album is bloody ageless. This is this is Prince off the Purple Rain album and this is When Doves Cry.
Well done.
Covers me. Can you, my darling? Can
Can you picture this?
Dream if you can, courtyard,
an ocean of violets in bloom. Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you.
Just leave me standing,
alone in a world that's so cold.
So cold.
Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied.
And that was Prince, When Doves Cry. It's another classic from 1984.
Absolutely.
Last little shout-out. I'm just going to give a shout-out because I went and did a bit of a photo shoot with my mate Alex Terrace, and he's got his own radio show on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock called Energize Yourself. And Alex is a karate expert.
He is.
You can go down there to the Carterton Kyokushin Karate Dojo, and that's at the Carterton School Hall. And he's got classes on Wednesdays and Fridays from 5 p.m. through to 7:45 p.m. And I tell you, going down there and checking those guys out, and he motivates those people.
He's a
real motivational kind of guy.
I love that.
I know. So big shout out to Alex. Yeah, and listen into his radio program as well. Energize yourself. On this station, 92.7 Arrow FM, your community access radio station where you've been listening to Wayne and Camille on the What's Up Wire Rapper Show.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to sign out with our final bird song. It's something from probably back in the dark ages, this one. But it's by Bobby Day, and everyone knows the song. And, hey, guys, we're going to see you all next week. Get out there. Enjoy the Wire Rapper. Fantastic place to live. Get out.
Yes.
Fresh air. Spend some money at the local places, eh?
Yes.
It's Rock and Robin by Bobby Day. See you next week.
Bye.
All the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rock and Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, tweet. Rock and Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Low rock and Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap for their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rock and Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rock and Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Go rock and Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. And it was grand. He started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Blow rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand talked him out to do the bop, and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet. Low rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.